Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now we're going to dive right in, warriors. And today I want to talk about a goal versus a relationship. So many people, that's why New Year's resolutions, everybody sets these goals in January, you know, quarterly goals, all these things. But the question I have for you is truly, 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 how many of you are accomplishing your goals? Billions of people that have had access to the secret, you know, thoughts become things, all these things. But how many of you are truly, truly accomplishing your goals? Now, I set goals every single day, but what I took it from was a goal to a relationship with the field and frequency, the embodiment. And that's what I want you to think about. It's much bigger than just setting a goal. A goal is something you need to accomplish throughout the day, a task, right? That's a task to get you to the goal. The feeling and vibration of it already completed is the sauce. That's the secret. It's connecting the heart-brain coherence, right? So we connect the heart and brain coherence. We create the feeling, the heart, the vibration, the frequency, the energy, the feeling. And then we use the daily activity goals to access the level of consciousness in order to get there, right? So let's break this down a little bit. So I write all my goals in present tense. I write them as if they have already happened, right? So it's I make XYZ per day. But isn't it bigger than that? It's not just a number per day. I connect to the field and the energy of what that amount of money would provide in resources. So I go all the way from that amount of money to where does it go? Where does it move? How does it feel? What does it do? And what's the end result? I think it's really, really important to set those types of intentional goals because we're working with our body and the feeling of vibration and frequency. Think about this. Like, we always say we're all living our own reality. Well, in somewhat we are. We're all perceiving things from a different reality, or perceiving things from deep-rooted subconscious mind programming our experiences, but we're all embodying and connecting to each other's reality based on our energy. Let me repeat that. So I could look at the accident thing. I brought this up many times on the podcast. Two people are sitting at a light, right? One person on the right, one person on the left, and there's a brutal, brutal car accident right in front of a motorcycle accident. Two people saw the exact same accident, had a completely different response, right? They're both in the same reality at the same point in time in a timeline, but both have a completely different key emotional response that dictates and molds their activities from that point on. One sees life as very short and starts living life, their best life. Right? Calls everybody, tells them they love them, starts living really, really short, like life is tomorrow, right? Like life is tomorrow. So really, really important to understand. And we're back. Sorry about that, guys. Somebody rang my doorbell. So I was like, that threw me off. But okay, so what we're talking about is the relationship, the emotion, right? So two people are in the exact same situation, have a completely different emotional response. So yes, we are all embodying our own reality, right? But we're living in each other's and we're attracting each other. It's magnetism, right? We're all energy. We're all vibration. So if everything in your life is chaotic, that means that your internal is chaotic. So you often see things in your relationships are upside down. Things are going wrong. So it's about changing the internal relationship with your goals, right? Having a goal, but what is the emotional connection to that goal? Let's get a little bit deeper, okay? So say you want to buy a home for your family, right? And it's something maybe as a child, you didn't feel safe and you didn't have safety at your house. And what you really want is safety. You want your kids to feel comfortable. You want your kids to feel relaxed. So what you have to do is not just set a goal to buy the house, set up just a vision board. You got to write down the daily activities you'll need to do to get the income to do that. But what you really need to do 15 minutes when you wake up, 15 minutes before you go to bed, is connect to the field of watching your kids walk in and relax. That feeling, like, what would that feel like to you? To see your kids' shoulders relax, to have them feel safe, feel secure, picture them snug in their bed, super comfortable, picture them thriving in school because they have a safe place to live. And that really connects you to the field, because do you see how you can emotionally feel that? Say you want to be in a relationship, you want to find the man or woman of your dreams, okay? So then we have to connect to that field. What does it look like? What would it feel like? Where would you guys travel? What would you do? You'd make love to them in your mind. Do all these things to connect deeply to the field. So we have to move. We have to use goals, right? But we have to build a relationship. It's the relationship with the goal. It's the feeling. It's the vibration. It's the connection. That is the key. Right? We got to move out of the head down into the heart, or connect the heart brain coherence. And that's why Jesus says, get out of the world, up into God through the heart, right? Everything's done through the heart. And so we can do this, guys. You can do this. It's about connecting to the field. Now, here's the thing. Here's the rub. You connect to the feeling, frequency, and vibration, and we expect for it to happen right away. It just doesn't work that way. There's a lot of factors that have been developed. There's a lot of seeds that we planted that we have to work through. There's a lot of cycles that we have to break. And we have to continue to break those cycles by really diving in, tuning in, and saying, okay, listen, like, this thing keeps presenting itself. What is it in me? What is in me? Is it the insecurity as a little boy? Is the insecurity as a little girl? Is it something I haven't healed in myself? Why do these things keep happening? Why do I keep putting myself in that situation? And do everything you can to attack that, okay? Because that's disrupting you from connecting to the feeling and vibration of the goal as if it's already accomplished. So I hope that helps. It's about moving, not setting goals, but connecting to the field and frequency as if it already exists. Warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.